This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Dubai has played a key role in advancing the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership. He said, this special visit reaffirms India-UAE's deep-rooted friendship and paves the way for even stronger collaboration in the future. Earlier today, the visiting dignitary held meetings with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The Crown Prince arrived in New Delhi this morning. This is his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He is accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. In a social media post on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PM Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills. PM Modi also highlighted that the scheme aims to empower the youth, making them self-reliant and confident with the ability to become job creators rather than just job seekers.
रोजगार देने का बहुत बड़ा काम ये इकोनॉमी को जनरेट करता है उसके कारण प्रोडक्शन तो होता है लेकिन जो सामान्य मानवी कमाता है तो उसको लगता है चलो पहले साल में एक शॉट लेते थे अब दो ले लेंगे बच्चों को पढ़ाने से संकोच करते थे अब चलो पढ़ाएंगे तो ऐसी हर चीज का एक समाज जीवन में बड़ा लाभ होता है.
Delegation level talks were held between India and Portugal today. On the second and concluding day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Portugal, the President held a one-on-one meeting with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. President Murmu also received a guard of honour at the Assembly of Portugal. The MEA said President Draupadi Murmu held productive talks with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal. Both sides discussed ways to fortify relations. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has called for careful analysis in response to the tariffs imposed by the United States. Speaking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Puri said developments regarding the tariffs should be allowed to evolve before taking any hasty decisions. The minister emphasized that tariffs serve multiple purposes and can have varied impacts, making it essential to approach the issue with caution and proper understanding. In Rajasthan, Jaipur, special court today sentenced four convicts to life imprisonment in connection with the 2008 Jaipur serial bomb blast case. The four convicts were convicted under various sections of the IPC, the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act and the Explosive Substances Act by the court on April the 4th. On May 13, 2008, eight bombs exploded in Jaipur and another bomb was found near Chandpol Bazaar, which was defused. Punjab police has arrested two persons responsible for last night's grenade attack on senior BJP leader and national executive member of the party, Manoranjan Kalia's residence in Jalandhar. The e-rickshaw used in this incident has also been recovered. Special Director General of Police Arpit Shukla said today that this was a major conspiracy by Pakistan's ISI behind this attack to disturb peace and communal harmony in the state. He said the links of this attack with Babbar Khalsa International are also being probed. The benchmark domestic equity indices rose over around 1.5%. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 1,089 points to close at 74,227. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 233 for 3 in 19.3 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.